Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com.
Once upon a time, I had an idea. And the idea was that photographs and genealogy should be combined. Seems like a simple concept right now, but back in the day, not so much. I started my career as a part-time curator of non-print materials and part-time in the reference department of a local historical society. And the people that came in to research family history never went to the non-print department to look for photographs or anything else relating to their family. It was all about facts and documents. And the customers, clients, users of the library who came to the non-print department were primarily business individuals who were looking for graphics to illustrate buildings and restaurants and things like that. I mean, there was the occasional researcher who was digging into history and wanted to know more about what might represent that era or place in history. So there was all of that, but there wasn't too much crossover. But for me, photos and family history have always been combined and important, and I never saw one without the other. And that's probably because my mom used to show me boxes of photographs when I was a kid. That was, I don't know, entertainment on a snowy day, for instance. That's when I think about it, like we're having a blizzard, and mom would take out the family photographs and we'd sit down and we'd look at them. And we don't have oodles of them and boxes of them and closets of them. We have a few. And she would show the images and tell me stories about the people. And I've spoken about this before, but as I got older, the questions became more sophisticated and her stories more complicated. And so that was how I approached everything I did, was pictures first and history and genealogy fit seamlessly into that. I'm a picture person, always been a picture person. I guess you could say that I think in pictures even, especially all my work as the photo detective when I look at hundreds, if not thousands of images every year and write about them and talk about them to all of you. So I love photographs and I love family history and I love history. And so it all combines very nicely. So more than 20 years ago, I had an idea, and this is at the point that there was a publishing company called Better Way, and Better Way decided they were going to come out with a magazine called Family Tree Magazine, which is still being published today, and I still have the photo detective column in it, which is great, but they also had a publishing wing for books, and they were looking for authors to write about various topics. I mean, these books are classics, from Kathy Hinckley's census book to social history to how to research Irish ancestors or English ancestors. I mean, these are classics. I have many of them still on my bookshelf. But I approached the editor and said, I really think that there should be a book about photographs and family history. And I have to admit that there was a little skepticism at first, but I persisted. And I wrote the book, and it was called Uncovering Your Ancestry Through Family Photographs, a long title that when I did radio and television interviews, I mean, it was a mouthful for sure. But that was the first edition of the book. It was black and white, and it came out a long time ago, about 20 years ago. The book is the keystone of what I do. it teaches individuals, readers, my methods for working with family photos, from everything from the questions to ask to how you incorporate social history and see it in the photos to even the technology that's now available for you to use with family photos. Then several years later, I approached what then Better Way became Family Tree Books as part of Family Tree Magazine when they published a magazine and had a book division. And I suggested that we needed a revised edition, that there was so much new that we should have a new edition, and they agreed. And I actually can't remember at this point if they approached me or I approached them, but anyway, a second edition was born. And it was greatly expanded, and it was in color, and it kept that title, Uncovering Your Ancestry Through Family Photos, another really super long title. Then several years after that, it was decided we should do it again, that there should be a third edition. And this time, I did advocate for a different title. I was like, this doesn't really work well marketing-wise or social media-wise. It's just too long a title. So we went with The Family Photo Detective, and it is that today. And over time, you know, Better Way Books became Family Tree Books. And then Family Tree Books, the division was sold to Penguin, and you're probably familiar with Penguin because they published a lot of classic books. And here's something you might not know. You might not have an awareness of how publishing works, how you get a contract. And generally in the contract, it tells you a list of deliverables and what you're responsible for. So I was responsible way in the beginning for a certain number of words for the book, and all the images were my responsibility, and paying for all those images, if I had to get any from private collections, was my responsibility. And that's generally the way it works. Sometimes you get, or you used to get, a budget for paying for photo rights. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And at that point, I had an agent who helped negotiate the contract for me. And because you need somebody to read these long technical contracts, it can be difficult. But anyway, in the contracts, what often is represented is that even if you write the book, and even if you have the copyright to your book, you don't necessarily have the publishing rights. So when Family Tree Books was sold to Penguin, the publishing rights for Family Photo Detective were transferred to Penguin. When that happens, it's up to the publishing house to decide, publish or not, and that's really dependent upon many things, including how popular the book is, what the audience is, you know, things like that. And then they decide whether they're going to keep the book in print or not. So several years ago, Penguin decided not to print any more copies. And that was it. I mean, you could buy a used copy online. I had a few copies that people would approach me about, and I'd sell them at conferences and things like that. But last year, I reached out to Penguin, the editorial division, and I applied to receive my book rights back, the publishing rights, because this book is very important to me. It's important to my business, and I hope to the field of genealogy. It took a little while, but after a bit, they had a meeting, and they decided that, yes, I could have the print book's publishing rights back, but not the ebook rights. Ugh, right? Exactly, because everybody wants an ebook, or a lot of people want ebooks. So I started updating the book and realized that so many changes can happen in the decade between the third edition and the one I was working on. I mean, for instance, we all know websites disappear, new books are published, and new technology appears. And staying ahead of all of that can be difficult. But I've managed to do it over the years and kept track of this and that. I've expanded my library all the time when new books appear. Tried to keep track of all the websites that appeared and disappeared. Now, the key concepts in the book stayed the same, but not the supporting material. Thus, I thought a new updated edition was necessary. And I felt that if they gave me the publishing rights back for the print book, that I should have it for the ebook as well. So I wrote to them again, and I said that there were so many changes that their ebook version was basically very much out of date, and that they should turn the ebook rights over to me as well. And it was a really short email, and I thought, ooh, you know, as the British would say, that's pretty cheeky of me. I thought, I just put it out there. And they agreed. And so I feel like that was a really big win, and I'm really happy about it. And so, long and short of it, the book is back in print. It's available as an ebook. It's been updated. I cleaned up all those broken URLs, and I added new book titles and added little bits about new technology and changed the cover and made it sort of branded to my business with my branding colors. So I really love it. But what you will find in the book is you will find ways for you to determine the type of image that you have, whether it's a paper print, a snapshot, a stereograph, an amber type, tin type. You can use clothing, accessories, and hairstyles to date the image or learn more about your ancestors and their, you know, what it meant to them, how fashion focused they were, fashion forward, or how resistant they were to change. How to research all the different photographers, whether it's a home photographer, an amateur, or a professional photographer or photo studio. How to use facial comparison software properly to not jump to conclusions about who might be in a picture. And I always, always caution against creating a story about your image before the facts are clear, because you can go completely off in a different direction. And then you have to talk to family members to gather more information about the image and identify the props to create the context. So every single chapter includes a lot of historical photographs where I illustrate the key points and I provide examples, charts and timelines, resource lists. I include case studies based on articles I've written for Family Tree Magazine, for my blog, for other magazines. So you get to see how what I'm talking about in the book then applies to those images. I'm hoping that the answers to your family photo questions are closer than you think. And so I hope that you'll let this book help you start finding them today. I'm happy that it's back in print. It's on my website, MaureenTaylor.com, right there on the front page, and you get to choose whether you want the print book or the ebook. And it is on sale briefly this weekend. So if you're on my newsletter list, you'll be the first to find out about all the kinds of sales that will be running and promotions having to do with this book. So if you have solved a photo mystery using the Family Photo Detective book, please email me at photodetective@MaureenTaylor.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm hoping I included everything that you could ever want. And if I didn't, I'm happy to hear about that as well. So thank you so much. And by the way, don't forget to pick up your brand new copy of The Family Photo Detective. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.